Traffic and Weather Station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 4 is Monday, June 17th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny and breezy in Salt Lake City, 94 degrees.
Traffic is increasing around the valley, but no problems yet. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour. Police are trying to come up with more answers for a shooting at a Catholic church on Sunday. Investigators say the victim was shot by his son-in-law and remains in the ICU. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams was at McKady Hospital for the latest update in the case.
Tara Evans sobbed quietly as doctors updated her husband James' improving condition. She only spoke once away from the microphone. Tara says her husband moved his head last second, and that may have saved him. McKady ICU doc Barbara Kerwin says parishioners' fast action also helped.
With some pressure on the wound, but also I think they must have helped to keep his airway clear.
Police say son-in-law Ricky Jennings may have been high or drunk at the time. There's also a history of domestic violence. A motive remains unclear. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Some wonder if churches need more security in the wake of that Ogden shooting. KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall continues our live team coverage. Cleon?
Maria, Bishop John Wester says churches don't need any extra security. He says ushers in the Catholic Church are on the lookout and that everyone needs to be vigilant. But he says society and places where people gather are normally safe. Meanwhile, St. Mark's in Ogden will not have to be reconsecrated after the shooting.
What we do is what's called the Liturgy of Reparation, and what we're going to do is we're going to pray for healing, for all evil will be expunged from the church, and that will be on Thursday at 6 p.m.
Father Eric Reitsteig says it's not only meant to spiritually cleanse the building, but the people as well. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Well, a man investigating the source of a foul smell found the body of his neighbor today. Residents of a Taylorsville duplex, a 61-year-old man, had moved out last year, but apparently returned without anyone noticing. Unified Police Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says the man apparently died from natural causes.
There were no obvious signs of trauma to the victim. There were no signs of forced entry into this home.
Hoyle says the police are waiting for a medical examiner's office to confirm their theory.
KSL's top national story this hour. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden sat down in front of a computer for a live web chat with any and all questioners today. That story with Jeff Kaplan, live from the KSL National News Desk. Jeff?
Maria, many of the people who tapped out questions tried to trip him up, asking Snowden about his NSA paycheck, why he scrambled to Hong Kong, and whether he's a traitor. That one got him angry.
When one reader asked Snowden about speculation he's going to provide classified U.S. information to the Chinese, Snowden snapped back, calling it a predictable smear he anticipated before going public.
ABC's Scott Goldberg, Snowden said, think about it. If he spied for the Chinese, he'd be living in a palace in China by now, but he says there's been no contact. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this afternoon. Most people try to find an aisle or window seat when they fly, but a threat from a passenger on a United Airlines flight into Newark, New Jersey, had some people sitting on the man.
The man who's accused of telling the crew on board United Flight 116, a Boeing 777 jumbo jet, he had poisoned everybody on board the plane, was hauled away by police in Newark. He was in plastic handcuffs, his hands behind his back. He was wearing socks. He had no shoes on. Sources say he was held down by fellow passengers, actually sat on at one point after he made the claim on the long 15-hour flight.
That's ABC's Alex Stone reporting.
Well, speaking of poison, a Central Ohio daycare worker has been accused of sprinkling drugs on snacks to get children to go to sleep. Police say they have text messages in which Tammy Epley admitted to giving the kids Benadryl and melatonin.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Utah House Republicans meet this Wednesday to talk about whether or not to start impeachment proceedings against Attorney General John Swallow. House Speaker Becky Lockhart says they've dedicated all 3 hours of their caucus meeting to that one topic.
Well, I'm very concerned about all of this. And the House of Representatives, by the Constitution, is charged with protecting the public trust in this situation.
Lockhart says some lawmakers wish they would have already started the impeachment process, while others say they should wait until all of the investigations have wrapped up before making a decision.
Russia's president says he doesn't see eye to eye with President Obama when it comes to the Syrian civil war. Mr. Obama concedes the two come at a problem from different perspectives, but both want to see an end to the violence. The White House revealed last week it has confirmed Syrian forces used chemical weapons against rebel forces.
Well, a major Supreme Court ruling on drug company deals, which affects the price you pay. ABC's Vic Ratner has more from the Supreme Court.
With hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, the court ruling says profit-sharing deals between drug companies to delay less expensive generic drugs could be illegal. The ruling is a major victory for the Federal Trade Commission, which has been investigating what it calls pay-for-delay deals. The commission says the deals result in consumers having to pay higher prices for brand-name drugs, while lower-cost generics are kept off the market. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Supreme Court.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, big progress against an even bigger western wildfire today.
And we had an accident on Highland Drive earlier. We'll see if that's still going to be a problem for your drive home with traffic and weather on the news.
First, it's about the community. Then, it's about you. One day, Riverton Hospital may be there for your family. Today, it'll be there for dozens just like yours. That's why this Saturday, first, it's about them. Join the Riverton Hospital Family 5K starting at 9 a.m. Run, jog, or walk to make a difference. Then enjoy a free pancake breakfast when you're done. After the run, it's about you. Join Riverton Hospital and Primary Children's Outpatient Services for a free community health fair until 2 p.m. Free health screenings, an interactive operating room, community resource information, drawings for gift baskets, bounce houses, even a giant slide makes this the perfect Saturday family event. But start with registration for the run. You'll find details located at RivertonHospital.org. You have until 7 this evening to register. So visit RivertonHospital.org now. Do it for the community. Then do it for your family. Get details now at RivertonHospital.org.
On KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 4:15.
What are they looking for in a field outside Detroit? I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Here's a hint. They've looked for it before. Details coming up.
Sports Hour News sponsored by Alpine Home Medical, your trusted leader for home medical equipment, including wheelchairs, scooters, and home oxygen. KSL News Time, 4:08.
Well, a suspected sexual predator slipped away from a SWAT team in West Jordan this afternoon. Police had surrounded the home of Albert Chavez after spotting him in the area, but when police went inside with a warrant, they found no one was there. The standoff lasted 6 hours.
So far, the Black Forest blaze in Colorado has killed two people, destroyed nearly 500 homes, and created a disaster zone still too hot to let some evacuees go home. ABC News correspondent Clayton Sandell reports that despite the current situation, it is getting better.
There is progress. Right now, this fire is at 65% containment, and firefighters say they need 3 more days before that number reaches 100%.
Hundreds of firefighters have been working the line since the fire began last week.
An elderly driver plowed into a restaurant patio in Annapolis, Maryland this afternoon. The car hit 4 people dining at Zoe's Kitchen. Both the 78-year-old driver and one of the customers had to be taken to the hospital for treatment, but they should both recover.
Stock market is up today, but it's been a bumpy ride for investors over the past month. If you are just a common investor and you're not sure if it's good or bad news, KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth says, relax.
Charlotte Jessup of Smedley Financial says investing, especially if it's for retirement, is designed to be a long-term commitment, not a short-term one. She says it's like watching paint dry, and the average investor isn't wise to try and time the market for a jump-in or jump-out point unless they have a purpose and strategy, and getting in or out is a specific part of it.
Jessup says good or bad financial news shouldn't concern most people. They should just continue to invest slowly and consistently.
Let's get an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
Well, we had reports of an accident near 5900 South, southbound I-15. I'm not seeing it on the cameras, but I am seeing some backup all the way to 4500 South. So it must be there. I think it's in the right shoulder is what I heard over the police scanner. After that, smooth sailing through Sandy and Draper. No problems over the point. We're looking good in Utah County and the west side of the Salt Lake Valley, Bangor Highway, Redwood Road, and the 215 West Belt in good shape. Here's Len.
Overall, Davis County is looking pretty good. It's starting to fill in a bit from Lagoon on up to Layton Hills Mall on I-15 northbound, but still at freeway speeds. We have an accident on Highland at Richmond, which is 2700 South, Highland and 2700 South, and another accident to report at 3900 South Wasatch. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, hot temperatures out there, mid-90s, tons of sunshine, just a beautiful June day. Now, we do have some changes coming. South winds will pick up on Tuesday, and we'll go to 97 in Salt Lake. Those winds moving ahead of a dry cold front that moves in early Wednesday. That'll keep temperatures in the 80s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A little warmer, back to the 90s by Saturday, Sunday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now it's sunny and 94 degrees downtown.
Well, as you heard Kevin just say, we're going to have big changes in the weather coming up. We're going to drop from the mid-90s to the mid-80s in the middle of the week. So you're going to want to stay with us for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines as we keep you up to date on all of those changes in the forecast.
Right here on Utah's Afternoon News, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Ah, Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
for her at the Shane Company.
Well, NASA's narrowed it down to 8 astronauts who will be boldly going where no man has gone before, to asteroids, to places unknown, and yes, even Mars. We'll talk about that on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
A woman kills her dog by spraying Ray down his throat, but Salt Lake police say she has mental health problems and they're glad they caught up with her so she doesn't harm anyone else. On KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall.
Other local stories we are following. An Ogden woman describes a terrifying encounter with a gunman suspected of opening fire at a Catholic church. Police caught Ricky Jennings Sunday, but not before the woman says he chased her down a street, threatening to shoot her.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Well, below freeway speed southbound through Murray on I-15, we have an accident 3900 South Wasatch Boulevard and a crash downtown at 400 South and 300 West. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warm and windy conditions in the forecast. We also have a cool down coming. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, sunny and 94 degrees.
Our new research shows bullying by siblings is just as damaging to kids as bullying from their peers. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Richard Besser says parents have to take this seriously and lay down the law.
There's a zero tolerance for bullying. You want to make sure that you're not modeling violence in the home through your own behaviors. And you want to make sure that when you do see bullying, you separate kids.
Dr. Besser adds parents should also reward kids when their actions are positive towards their siblings to reinforce positive, acceptable behavior.
FBI officials have started searching a field outside Detroit. ABC's Sherry Preston says it's yet another attempt at finding the body of a former Teamsters leader, Jimmy Hoffa.
Another day, another search for Jimmy Hoffa's body, but this one, attorney David Chasnick insists, is the real deal.
There used to be a barn in the field, buried under the barn under a cement slab, and that's where our understanding is that the body should be.
Chesnick's client, 85-year-old Tony Zarelli, is the one who told him to search there. He was in jail when Hoffa disappeared in 1975. Oh, and he's also got a website where for $5 he'll sell you the story of what he thinks happened to the Teamsters boss, along with an autographed picture of himself for an extra $9.95. Maybe they'll have to keep on digging. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Well, tensions at a G8 meeting in Ireland as discussions get heated over Syria. We'll have more as we go in depth coming up at 4:20.
KSL's top national story this hour, a scare in the air as a disturbed man stood up on a flight in New York and announced that he poisoned everyone on board. Passengers sat on the man till he was arrested at Newark Airport. There was no poison.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, the basics on the G8 summit, President Obama and Russian President Putin alone in a room talking Syria today, and whoa. It was tense.
There were not a lot of smiles and certainly no easy camaraderie after 2 hours behind closed doors. President Putin called their talks frank.
ABC's Ann Compton. The job? Blast into space and land on an asteroid. 6,000 people applied, and today NASA introduced its 8 newest astronauts. 4 of them women, all of them in their 30s. Tomorrow, the Pentagon is set to announce that women can become Navy SEALs starting in 2016. The military will unveil its plan to move women into thousands of combat jobs. The search continues. They're swinging the pickaxes in suburban Detroit right now, as you heard, looking for Jimmy Hoffa. Big Tony Zarilli is the guy who gave them the tip, and here's his lawyer.
He is absolutely thrilled that the Hoffa family may get peace from this, from what they discover over in the field.
Then again, maybe not. The newly crowned Miss USA says she can't wait to get started. Connecticut accountant Erin Brady says first order of business to let her bosses know she won't be in tomorrow or ever again. And did you ever have a bad hair day? Scientists say it might be because of the copper pipes in your house, leaching copper.
It builds up in your hair, leaving it limp, lifeless, and less able to withstand the slings and arrows of blow-drying, curling, and coloring.
ABC's Karen Chase says hair companies are scrambling for a solution. Now, the average woman reports 3 bad hair days a week, something I don't have to worry about.
Me either, actually, right? Jeff. It's not a big issue.
Well, I have
me.
Enough bad hair days for the two of you, so there. Thank you, Jeff. Well, the weather may be impacting, I shouldn't say the weather, but it is weather conditions. It may be impacting your campfires this hot summer. We'll check into that coming up as Utah's afternoon news continues. And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 419, checking traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships, and here's Charles Moran.
Well, it looks like a typical Monday. Not many problems out there. Everybody's driving a lot calmer today than they do on Fridays. And we are seeing a little bit of slowing in the Murray and South Salt Lake area from about 33rd to 53rd South. And then after that, it's smooth sailing all the way to the point of the mountain. Had no problems through Lehigh, American Fork, Linden, down to Orem and Provo, and looks good on the 215 Belt Route as well. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, Charles, we have this road note for those of you heading to Weber County. In Weber County, southbound I-15 ramp to eastbound I-84 is closed. This is going to be going on till June 21st. That also means that eastbound I-84 will close during this time frame. So once again, southbound I-15 ramp to eastbound I-84 is closed till June 21st. And if you're looking for a light commute, we seem to have one at this point at Davis County. It's thickening a little bit around Parrish Lane and then again approaching Kaysville, but moving at freeway speeds. And we do have an accident at 400 South, 300 West downtown. Visit gwcu.org to download our free mobile banking apps, now featuring mobile check deposit. 20 convenient locations in Utah and one right in your pocket. Golden West Credit Union will take care of you. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's accurate, dependable 7-day forecast. And Kevin Eubank, we continue on this sort of temperature roller coaster again. Huh?
Yeah, we're back on the hot stuff today. Temperatures in the mid 90s, tons of sunshine out there, but the winds are starting to pick up a little bit during the day tomorrow. The south winds will get up there into the 15 to 20, even 25 mile an hour range. That'll bump us up into the mid to upper 90s. That wind all moving ahead of a weak little cold front that'll come through Wednesday morning. Doesn't look like it'll produce any storminess, but it will drop the temperatures back into the 80s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which is actually normal for this time of the year. So not much of a cool down, but at least it takes us back a little bit more comfortable. And then we'll see it warm back up for the weekend. Upper 80s and low 90s. Tons of sun, though. Next 7 days, there's not a storm in sight.
Well, we could use the rain, but we'll take the sunshine.
Water bill now.
Yes, we all can.
All right.
Okay. 95 degrees right now in Salt Lake.
KSL News Time 422. Foreign wars cloud the president's visit to Ireland this week, where he's taking part in a meeting of the G8 nations.
ABC's Ann Compton has more on how the president sees echoes of the past in Belfast while talking with the president of Russia about Syria.
President Obama stopped on his way to the G8 summit.
Hello, Belfast!
To urge Northern Ireland teens to build on the peace accords their parents bequeathed to them, ending a generation of sectarian violence.
And the rest now is up to you. Peace is indeed harder than war.
War talk dominated the U.S.-Russia meeting on the sidelines of the G8. Russian President Vladimir Putin conceded he and the U.S. have opinions that do not coincide on Syria. But President Obama agreed both want the civil war ended at a peace table, not on a battlefield.
We want to try to resolve the issue through political means if possible.
While their dad was busy, the daughters Obama explored their Irish roots. In Dublin, Sasha and Malia were shown the genealogical documents that trace their grandmother's Kansas family all the way back to a man named Fulmuth Kearney, who left the small town of Moneygall in 1850, headed for the United States. Ann Compton, ABC News, Sligo, Ireland.
It was a strong day for the stock market. We'll check your money news coming up next.
KSL News Time, 423.
I'm Marshall Tate. My company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. The best office furniture designs reflect how employees really work. Plans today are more open. Panels are lower and fewer. Components are shared and work surface requirements have been reduced. All this translates to lower costs if you begin with the right design, if you begin with Midwest. The most costly mistake you can make is shopping one of our competitors' space plans, a plan that relies on 20-year-old office furniture designs, a plan that's 30% more expensive than it needs to be right out of the gate. That's not the way to buy office furniture. At Midwest, we know that the best solution and value begins with proper design. Designing your space right the first time will not only save time and money, but it's going to improve productivity and efficiency, help you recruit and retain great people, and it's going to look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. It's why we say at Midwest you'll never pay more for office furniture, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSL.com.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, Susan G. Komen for The Cure is naming a new CEO. Breast cancer charity named Judith Salerno to replace founder Nancy Brinker. Brinker announced last summer she would step down following an onslaught of criticism over Komen's quickly reversed decision to stop giving grants to Planned Parenthood for breast cancer screenings.
Thanks to the Tony Awards, Broadway producers have been all smiles. Box office after the June 9th telecast has been up, even breaking some theater records for big winners like Pippin and Matilda. The musical Kinky Boots, which won Best Musical Score, was up nearly $63,000 over the previous week.
Netflix is going to start running original television series from DreamWorks Animation. Financial terms were not disclosed, but Netflix says the multi-year agreement is its biggest deal ever for original first-run content. It will include more than 300 hours of new programming.
The Dow is up by 110 points, ending at 15,180. NASDAQ up by 28. S&P was up by 12.
Watching Utah's Money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, a woman tells about her close call with a man who shot another man.
And we'll let you know how your drive home is going when we check traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, coming up next.
Emergency traffic reports.
South 15, they've just reopened all lanes and pushed the accident over to the shoulder.
Breaking news.
Tyler Mail was in the Cougar marching band. Police believe he may have been trying to climb up the rock face.
Grant and Amanda.
Perhaps this will lead to a reexamination of the Patriot Act.
Did somebody in the department leak that
there
information?
There must have been a leak.
Breaking news and the most reliable voices. Utah's morning news between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sponsored by UCCU with auto loan rates as low as 2.19. Visit uccu.com.
And time for another check of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. First, here's Charles Moran.
Not much to pass on at this point. I-15 remains in good shape from the downtown area through the I-80 interchange into South Salt Lake. A little bit of slowing in Murray before 4500 South, and then again before 90th South. Traffic starting to build in the Midvale area. Other than that, no problems. I-15 in Utah County in good shape. No problems on Bangor Highway and the 215 West Belt. Len?
New Davis County is picking up past 500 south and Bountiful. Parish Lane exit is somewhat thick, but still moving with no problems in that area. We have an accident in South Jordan. That's at 104th South River Heights Drive, which is about 3400 west, and one downtown, 400 south, 300 west. Chairs, tables, linens, and tents are just the beginning of what Diamond Rental can do for your next event. Diamond's rental professionals will help make your party a huge success. DiamondRental.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, what a gorgeous day. Sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-90s. It's going to get even warmer tomorrow. South winds will pick up ahead of a dry cold front that will move in early Wednesday morning. Tomorrow's highs in the mid to upper 90s with lots of sun and just gusty south winds. Highs will dip down into the 80s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, back up to near 90 by the weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 431. Sunny in Salt Lake City, 95 degrees.
Some slowing in Murray on I-15. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this hour, an Ogden woman tells of a close call involving a man suspected of shooting his father-in-law at a Catholic church. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has the exclusive details live from the KSL 24-hour news center. Mark?
Yeah, Scott. Shannon Spanauer had just gotten out of the shower when she encountered Charles Ricky Jennings in her house. She says he kept saying, "Your car, your car." She decided to run out of the house.
Went through the gate out to the front of my house and ran down the street to my neighbor's home. He followed me, saying, "I'll shoot you." I saw him head west in between two neighbors' homes. I made it to my neighbors, who let me in and called 911 for me.
It was all a very disturbing experience for Spanauer, who says she had no idea that there had just been a shooting at the church nearby. She found out about that later on. Grateful she's okay and that her kids were not inside the house. Live, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
A shooting early this morning in Salt Lake City has left a man hospitalized, but not before he drove himself to a 7-Eleven. Police Lieutenant Tyrone Farias says that they responded to the store on reports of a shooting, but later learned that that's not where the shooting took place.
Right on scene, discovered that the actual shooting possibly took place there by Jordan Park.
Maria says the shooting happened near a park along the Jordan River. They are still looking for the shooter.
Now, speaking of 7-Elevens, a federal prosecutor in New York says owners and managers of stores across Long Island and into Virginia have been exploiting workers from Pakistan and the Philippines. Federal agents raided 14 franchise stores early today, and they're executing search warrants at more than 40 others across the country suspected of similar infractions.
A woman's treatment of her pet dog has landed her in the Salt Lake County Jail. KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall is live in Salt Lake City with the heartbreaking story. Cleon?
Yeah, Maria. Salt Lake Police Detective Mike Hamaday feels fortunate they caught up with Kim Michelle Davis.
Had someone not taken the time to call the police department when they saw the dead dog in the garbage, we would not have known about it.
Hamaday says a neighbor called up to say Davis's dog was found dead inside of a dumpster. Davis admitted spraying Raid down the dog's throat because she didn't want her husband to have the pooch. Officers also believe she had some mental health problems. Hamaday hopes she will now be able to get the help that she needs and that she won't turn violent again. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour, a daycare horror story that would make any parent cringe. And if it's your child, call police. Here's Jeff Kaplan, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, when you want to hush a little one and put her to sleep, you might try a lullaby, right? But a daycare operator in Ohio has been charged with sprinkling drugs onto the cupcakes at nap time. Tammy Epley is accused of sprinkling Benadryl and melatonin on the treats, even joking about it in texts when she snickered about a child who complained that the cupcakes tasted funny. Epley says the whole thing was a joke. Forget those texts. She'd never do such a thing. The 37-year-old denies the charges completely, but she is now facing 6 counts of child endangerment. Fortunately, none of the children was hurt. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we are following. It was a Father's Day surprise treat for diners in an Atlanta Waffle House Sunday morning. A family with two little girls picked up the tab for everyone eating there at the time. Server Melissa Sexton says family are regulars, but they prefer to remain anonymous about their generosity.
It's just in them. I think they're just... they're caring, they love me. You can tell they just love to give back.
Sexton says this isn't the first time that the family has picked up the tab.
Well, the stock market has been up and down the past month, making some investors unsure if it's time to get back in or stay out a little longer. Smedley Financial's Charlotte Jessup says the common person investing for retirement shouldn't be worried or excited about this or most other common financial news.
That's what we call behavioral finances. Individuals are reacting to what they hear in the market emotionally, not knowing what the true impact is to them.
Well, Jessup says it's very difficult for some people to take the emotional side away from investing.
Politics on KSL News Radio. A Supreme Court ruling that Arizona cannot demand proof of citizenship for voting could also affect other states. ABC's Vic Ratner has more.
Arizona's Proposition 200 bars residents registering to vote without providing proof of citizenship. By a 7-2 margin, the Supreme Court ruled that violates provisions of the 1993 Federal Voter Registration Act. Four other states have similar proof of citizenship laws, and a dozen states are considering them.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Pouring cold water on your plans for a campfire. I'm Dave Cawley.
Plus, we'll keep you up to date with traffic and weather together. We do have the I-15 collectors are slow at the South Interchange.
KSL News Time, 4:36.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Beautiful looking car.
The Cadenza.
Yeah.
I just think Credenza, and then I don't want it. But
you don't want to drive a Cadenza?
The Cadenza.
1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 4:45.
This portion of our news sponsored by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda. KSL News Time, 4:38.
Now, investigators looking into Colorado's deadly Black Forest fire believe it was human-caused. They're going through the ashes of luxury homes destroyed by the fire over the last week. It's mostly out now thanks to strong rains. Meanwhile, a new fire is causing concern this afternoon near California's Yosemite National Park.
Well, wildfires around the West have the forest managers here in Utah urging caution this week. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley takes a look at those conditions.
Hot winds are bad news when it comes to fires. The Uinta Mountains went from snow-covered to dry and breezy in just a few short weeks. As a result, the Ashley National Forest wants visitors to voluntarily give up on their campfires this week. Forest managers worry a stray ember could spark a big blaze that would spread quickly under the current forecast. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Utah Jazz wants to make sure fans can see the action, even if their view of the floor at Energy Solutions isn't that great. KSL's Jason Shepard has more.
Today, the Utah Jazz announced plans for a $15 million upgrade to Energy Solutions Arena, which will include new HD LED video boards and a new sound system. The video boards running the length of the court will be 42 feet long and 24 feet high, while the end screens on each baseline will measure 26 feet long and 17 feet high. Now, the new video boards will weigh 55,000 pounds and are expected to be installed by the beginning of the season. Jason Shepard, KSL News Radio.
And they look pretty cool, too. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
Well, traffic starting to fill in on I-15 through South Salt Lake to 33rd South, but no slowdowns yet. We are seeing a little bit of slower speeds at 4500 South to 53rd South. And then again at the South Interchange, the collectors are slow, and it slowed down to about 90th South after that. Pretty good drive in the Salt Lake Valley. We've had no problems for northbounders, and a good drive through Utah County. No problems on the west side. Bangor Highway and Redwood Road in good shape. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, northbound into Davis County, light and friendly so far. Highway 89 is a clean shot through Fruit Heights. Legacy is an enjoyable clean drive. And there is a couple of accidents to report. There are one in South Jordan, and that is at 10400 South River Heights Drive, which is about 3400 West. And that's affecting both directions in that area. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, a hot day out there, mid-90s and lots of sunshine. Gets even warmer on Tuesday, compliments of the south wind. We'll go to 97 in Salt Lake City. That wind will shift back to the north as a little dry cold front comes through Wednesday morning. That'll keep highs only in the low to mid-80s right on through the middle part of the week. Warmer weather moves back in for the weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, partly cloudy, 95 degrees.
Well, we've been keeping an eye on the U.S. Supreme Court, which is expected to come out with some decisions this week. One of those is a review of California's Proposition 8. You can be sure when the action happens, we'll have it right here on KSL.
You'll hear it only on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Shields is gear, passion, sports, and great events that help you get the most out of the activities you love. Here's what Shields is bringing you next.
Join us for the Berkeley Fish Fest. Visit with Shields experts and fishing pros in the industry. Stop by the Berkeley Experience trailer for great deals and more to start the fishing season. Don't forget to register to win prizes and fun family activities all weekend long at this free event. Berkeley Fish Fest at Shields, June 28th through the 30th.
Shields, we're right there with you. And right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
Come on, man. I know you have those pills for ADD or whatever.
Sorry, man.
Hey, please, just a couple. Help me out here.
Some things you just shouldn't share.
Look, you know I have that test tomorrow.
Like prescription drugs.
Not a good idea, dude.
Come on. Your mom never taught you to share? Two pills.
Too dangerous.
Oh, please, buddy, pal. I gotta stay awake. I don't pass that test tomorrow.
Okay. Tell you what I'll do.
Oh, you're the best, man.
I will lend you my lucky underwear.
What?
Fruit of Legume, special edition.
Seriously?
They're lucky. They're really lucky, man. Try them.
Yes, some things you just don't want to share.
When was the last time you washed these?
You don't wash Lucky underwear.
Learn more about the dangers of sharing prescription drugs and how to store and dispose of them safely at useonlyasdirected.org.
What's this?
It's my lucky streak.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour. Orem police are on the hunt for a woman believed to have caused a hit-and-run crash before leaving her car there and walking away. It happened on University Parkway.
Other local stories we're following. The Ashley National Forest wants people to give up on their campfires this week. Forest managers in the Uinta Mountains are worried about weather that could quickly spread wildfires.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
We have a crash near the Home Depot in Sandy near Draper that's 114th South and 135 East. A couple of downtown crashes, 1300 South and West Temple, and at 400 South and 3rd West. Charles Moran of the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and hot today, windy and even hotter tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, a few clouds, 95 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour, a tense meeting between President Obama and Russian President Putin. After 2 hours face-to-face, they could only agree to disagree about the future of Syria.
KSL politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world. Here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
Apparently Governor Chris Christie likes playing with fire, even as some are encouraging him to mend fences with the hardcore partisan wing of the Republican Party. He appeared on stage with President Clinton at the Clinton Global Initiative meeting to talk about the storm damage his state is still dealing with.
During the image most Americans have of you, standing there in your jacket, grieving with your people, working with them, and working with the president, and you've got both praise and damnation for ignoring the political differences that you had then and still have with the president and all of us who are in the other party, to do something that was really important.
There's another way to see this. If, after this recent loss, the Republican Party is more accommodating in the primary process, then Governor Christie's pragmatism could make him a strong contender in a general election for president. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
If you haven't seen it yet, you will soon. A video of Miss Utah, USA, Marissa Powell, fumbling a question on gender inequality, which has gone viral today.
In a halting response, Powell mentions education as a problem and that men are key to fixing the disparity between salaries of men and women. Susie Porter is Director of Gender Studies at the University of Utah, and she joins us live now on the KSL Newsline. Thanks very much for joining us, Susie. Powell is catching a lot of heat for her response, but do you think it's drawing attention away from the legitimate problem?
Absolutely, and particularly in Utah. When we talk about wage gaps, we're talking about full-time, year-round employed men and women, and the wage gap for women in Utah is third to the bottom in the nation. So women's wages in Utah hover around somewhere between 45 to 69 cents per dollar earned by men, which costs women, of course, and also costs families that they contribute to.
Susie, is it a bit hypocritical to have women on a stage for a swimsuit competition and then ask them about gender inequality? I mean, we don't see men out there in their swimsuits.
I also think that that's a fair question, and we can ask ourselves, too, is it fair to take pleasure in women's failure? Nobody's out there saying how great it is to watch people say stupid things, but one of the things that people really enjoy about pageants is, besides the swimsuit competition, is hearing the contestants answer these kinds of questions. And what gets a lot of attention on the media is, you know, when they answer in a way that seems silly or to show women really don't have a lot to say.
Right, and NPR was saying something to the effect there's not a lot to be gained by having these beauty contestants answer some of these questions like this.
Well, and what we might do instead of taking pleasure in answers that aren't eloquent or well-informed is to think about these issues, and I applaud you for looking at the real issue of the wage gap and the education gap here specifically in the state of Utah. You know, I think that one of the things that people don't think about is that these wage disparities, you know, they're across the board, but they are also in high-paying professions like, you know, real estate, financial advisors, lawyers, post-secondary teachers. And some of it certainly has to do with women's own choices, but a lot of it also has to do with the glass ceiling, with pure and, with discrimination, pure and simple.
Susie, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Susie Porter. She's the Director of Gender Studies at the University of Utah.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Right now, let's get an update of traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and here's Charles Moran.
Well, a heavier traffic pattern starting to settle in, the normal pattern this time of day, 33rd South. Prior to 33rd South, you'll see slowing on I-15. Brake lights in Murray at 4500 South, down to about 90th. Then after that, it's a good drive through Sandy and Draper, over the point, through Lehigh, and American Fork down to Spanish Fork, no problems whatsoever. Here's Len Thomas.
As you drive around the valley in the east side, belt route is looking quite light at this time, so you can get around that very nicely. Also, Wasatch Boulevard and Foothill are gliding along. There is a little bit of traffic around the sunset stop sign, that stoplight that will slow you down just a little bit. And we have an accident 200 north in Kaysville in Davis County. That'll slow you down just a bit as you approach that intersection. Another accident at 726 North Redwood Road. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Diamond Rental has everything you need, from chainsaws and backhoes, and the rental professionals to get you started. Visit them at diamondrental.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubanks.
Scott and Maria, what a gorgeous day outside. Tons of sunshine, temperatures in the mid-90s. Pretty nice here for the middle of June, and it's going to get even hotter tomorrow. South winds will pick up ahead of a dry cold front that will arrive on Wednesday. Once that front comes through, we'll drop back down into the 80s, which is a little more typical of this time of the year. We'll stay in the 80s for the rest of the week for highs, lows in the 50s, tons of sunshine, 90s return by Sunday, Monday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
It's pretty toasty, 95 degrees downtown.
KSL News Time, 4:52.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And if you're following us this afternoon, if you're just joining us this afternoon, SWAT action at a house turns up empty-handed. The man they were looking for was not there. We'll have the latest coming up.
Time now for The Pattern with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, guys. Well, The Pattern is going to shift back to the extra warm and windy side of things. In fact, south winds will kick us up to 97 degrees on Tuesday. A little dry cold front will come through Wednesday. That'll drop us back down closer to normal. We'll be in the mid-80s through the end of the week. Upper 80s for Saturday, back to the 90s by Sunday, Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with a look at your pattern on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, if you're looking for a used car, two new smartphone apps may help you negotiate a better deal. The apps give the wholesale or auction value of the car when the vehicle's identification number is scanned. So the dealer's asking $10,000 for a car and you know the auction price is $8,000, there's room to bargain.
The ultimate timepiece, the atomic clock, is about to become even more precise. Ultra-short laser pulses were used to help synchronize the atomic clocks. Not only will that make for more accurate timekeeping, but will also help with GPS devices, more phone networks, and broadcast transmitters.
Well, according to the Oxford English Dictionary's June update, tweet is now officially recognized as an English word. The chief editor included tweet at the end of a blog post announcing a number of new terms. The inclusion of tweet broke an OED rule that new words need to be current for at least 10 years before consideration.
Your money at this moment. The Dow is up by 110 points. It ended the day at 15,180. NASDAQ up by 28. S&P up 12.
Watching Utah's Money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a pair of tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the Sugar House Fireworks Show, July 4th at Sugar House Park, sponsored by Carl's Jr. and Jamba Juice. Win a $100 Shields gift card courtesy of Fish Fest, June 28th through 30th at Shields. Plus, learn more about the free screening of Despicable Me, June 27th at the Utah State Fair Park. It's all there, so log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Mike Hale Acura Murray or Jody Wilkinson Acura Downtown, luxury intelligently priced.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
Well, the normal commute, looking at slower speeds from downtown to Sandy, the first Sandy exit at 90th South. Other than that, pretty good drive in the Salt Lake Valley and starting to see the first of our slowdowns over Point of the Mountain. Here's Len Thomas.
As you head into Davis County, it is slow from north downtown to Woods Cross. And then again, further up the road there at Kaysville, it's a little bit slow and go as you approach the Kaysville exit there.